And we appreciate that. And now, yes, now, it's the Horse Husbands Hour. That means no women allowed. If you're a woman, turn off the show and come back next hour, because it's time for us. Welcome to Hour 11, Horse Husbands Hour of the Horse Radio Network 12-hour live holiday radiothon by WeatherBeta. With additional support provided by horselovers.com, Benefab, BioStar, this 12-hour holiday event is fueled by Delahest Coffee, and we need it right now, the official coffee sponsor of Radiothon. I'm Glenda Geek, and not with me in the studio, because she's not allowed. I kicked her out. Wendy has a break, because it's just guys. And that's right, we are in hour 11 of the holiday Radiothon. And that means I'm going to be joined, I hope, by Joseph, who is my co-host of the Horse Husbands Hour. Josephberto, are you here?
Well, hello, Glenn. Yay!
Yay! Party has started! The women are gone. It's just us, Joseph. There's no women listening now. We can say whatever the hell we want.
You know, we just lost 98% of our listeners.
I know. So we have three left right now.
A better chance to win Flexenforce.
It's true. And we have a whole bunch of horse husbands calling in that want to talk to us. So we're going to get to them right away. But Joseph is with Equity, MFG.com. And we're going to be giving away a couple, two of those Flex and Forks tonight, right?
Right. Yeah. One of the good things about this horse husbands episode is that I am the host and also the owner of Equity Manufacturing, and I get to play Santa.
We get free
and offer
stuff.
Two Flex and Forks to lucky right. listeners.
That's right. We get free stuff because he owns the place, which is really
That's
nice.
That's right. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to throw a bonus in here because I have a Kelly Herd. This is unannounced, but it's going to make one of these horse husbands look really good. I have a Kelly Herd jewelry gift certificate for $50 that I'm going to give away this hour, too. They have all kinds of equestrian jewelry, and you're going to look like a saint, and you won't have to spend a dime. It's perfect.
I don't know, Glenn, those extended women's knee patch breeches for our horse husbands, I thought that was really a fine gift.
Yeah, it probably was. And actually, I think it's a horse husband that won one. So there you go.
Yeah, I know. It was great.
And we're also going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com. We have 2 hours of this puppy left. And I just awesome. Went in and got something to eat because Charlotte, who was just on the air here a second ago, brought pizza. So we are good to go for the next 2 hours. And I've had alcohol. I'm on my second one, so by the end of this hour, we'll be in good shape, Joseph.
And down the stretch they come.
That's right. Let's take some callers. What do you say? Before we get to our first guest, by the way, we have a terrific guest coming up, Jesse Westfall. That's Stacy Westfall's husband is going to join us to spill the beans on what it's really like to be with Stacy. That's coming up in just a minute. But right now, we have Alex on here, horse husband or horse boyfriend. I can't remember, Alex. Oh, Alex,
husband.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Well, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, husband, remember? We've met before.
Oh, that's right. That Alex. Okay, I didn't know which Alex it was, so I have
this
to.
This Alex.
Yeah, that Alex. Yes, we have met. He has
There's
a very lovely wife.
For who... shame.
That's right. And Alex, so what are you up to this holiday season? Are you buying her something special, or are you trying to avoid anything horsey?
I'm
She's not
sure,
listening.
Like,
it's okay, Alex.
Claire will be happy with anything that I get her, but if I get her something horsey, I win. But if I get her something not horsey, I win, maybe. I mean,
no, you don't.
Still up for debate, maybe.
No, you don't win.
I am going to get Claire something, though. So,
well, that's
maybe
good.
Maybe I'd like to get a prize like from here, though.
Well, that would be
shopping a lot easier.
Yes, win a saddle tonight. That would be a good thing, right? Claire would be very happy with that.
Oh, yes, win a saddle.
She would be very happy with that. And you're still in the service, aren't you?
Still am.
Yep. Well, thank you for that, by the way. And you're home right now. You're not deployed, I assume.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you anyway. So, yes, I am home.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that you get to spend the time home with her. You know, this is the question of the day is not going to really work, is it, Joseph, for the horse husbands?
Well, I don't know, only because it's so important when you're selecting the ultimate horsey Christmas gift, past, present, or future, because you don't realize that the gift that you are giving today, if it's a good one, is going to benefit you for the rest of your marriage.
Yeah, and
so choose carefully. Your wife should know exactly the answer to that.
Yes, and there were so many places I could go that I didn't, that I'm going to let that go. So, well, that's maybe the question we can ask. What's the best equestrian gift you ever got your wife? That's a good one.
Correct. That's what I want to know. Okay. You bet.
All right.
This is a horse husband's hourglass.
That's right.
It's about giving, not getting.
That's right, because we never get. That's for sure. All right. So, Alex, what did you give her? I'm going to be so divorced after this hour.
No, I think you'll be okay, Glenn. Equestrian gift. What is the best equestrian gift I ever got her?
Okay, that's not a good sign, Alex.
No. I have it. When we drove down to Ocala to meet you guys, I'd say that's one of the best equestrian gifts ever, because then we met you and Jamie, and then we went Jenny, and then we went down to Golden Oaks meet Gloria Austin. So I'd say it was one of the coolest equine gifts ever.
Yeah, you did well with that one. And we got to get this, though. We took her down and we surprised her with a four-in-hand ride. Didn't we go out with the four-in-hands that day? The horses on the carriage?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's correct.
That was pretty cool. That was neat. That's a good gift.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool.
Good job, Alex.
Yep.
You win. All right, Alex. We got a couple more.
Oh, my God, I won.
Not yet. Later on. Thanks, Alex.
Oh, okay.
I meant you might still be married next week. All right. Thanks, Alex.
Absolutely. Not a problem.
And next coming up, we have Tim is on the line. Hi, Tim. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Glenn. How you guys doing?
All right. You horse husband or boyfriend?
I'm a horse husband, and better yet, I married the vet.
How many years have you suffered? I mean, how many years have been happily married?
We actually met when we were 17 and 16, and I stayed with her all the way through, and I'm 36 now, so too many years.
Wow.
And every year it's been a horse year.
Of course.
Well, better a vet than a horseshoer. I mean, the horseshoers have tools, you know. They're more dangerous.
But she can have access to pink juice and knows how to make other things disappear.
Yeah, that's true. Those tranquilizers do a number. So now, tell us, what is the gift that you got for her?
Well, I was all prepared for the future gift. So, do I have permission to answer both?
Sure.
All right. So, for best gift, I'm not quite sure if it's the full-time job to help support the horses or mastering the art of baking horse treats that, when given to other people, happen to leave them with less fingers than they started with. So that one's a toss-up. As far as the future, I've definitely thought about that one long and hard. I'm hoping the next time, air quotes here, the husband horse / project horse gets by, I don't end up having to look for quickie life insurance and orthopedic surgeon and an equine psychotherapist all at the same time.
Are she buying you a horse?
Is that what I just heard?
She already did about three, four years ago. It's a bottle fed orphan. He's got the 13.5 minute, neurotic feeding process that includes brushing of teeth and flossing of teeth and angrily being upset with his food bowl. And then he likes to grab the lunge whip and chase the other horses around the pasture with it.
You know, when you read really bad ads, Glenn, you talk about horsey speak. And I think we just heard a new horsey speak, which is, quote, project horse.
Yes, project horse. And it's lovely that she bought you that horse. Did she just buy you a life insurance policy right before that? Maybe $1 million?
Not that I'm aware of, but I did go shopping for myself right after. I was like, well, there goes that shoulder. I won't be using that one for a while. So he mastered the rack of cantaloupe with the buck. Now it's the farting, coughing bucks all at the same time. You got to look out for those are the ones you kind of fall off laughing at them.
Yep. Yep. That's right. And you end up breaking
things.
It just
means their back is up.
Yeah, exactly. It means you're out.
Correct.
That's what it means. Well, I hope that this project horse, comes around a little bit, and that you keep it all in one piece. That's my wish for your holiday season: is no broken bones, because that's all we can wish for as horse husbands is we just don't break any bones.
That's true.
Well, I hope you also win one of the prizes, because then you'll be off the hook for Christmas altogether.
Well, I could use the WinTech, because otherwise we have to ride. I have to usually ride the last 3 miles back, bareback, on the other horse. So I've been trying to teach myself not falling off of that.
She really does have a murder. She has a murder wish for you. She really does.
You know, the answer to that is
I guess that would free up a stall.
Yeah, I
could do that, but that might be complicit. Although I am going to rub it in. I have to go teach in China this year, and I've been invited to Inner Mongolia, and I told that university all they have to do is get me on a Mongolian pony, and we'll call it even.
Hey, you know what? Wow. We got a race you could run. We can tell you all about it. Right there.
Yeah. Your marriage will benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, because you won't be in it anymore. Tim, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Good God, that's the last thing he needs. Sounds like she's trying to kill him already. We're going to take a break for WeatherBeat, our title sponsor for this, and then we're going to go to Scott. Scott's on here. So.
Soy Eva de Guaravida, y usted está escuchando el tercer Radio Tum anual Día de Fiesta del Caballo. Mi último regalo de Navidad sería Dublin Valencia Best. Feliz Navidad de todos los que conformamos Guaravida.
Protect your horse's legs with the WeatherBeater Deluxe Travel Boots. Durable and strong 1200 denier outer with a dense foam inner for protection and nylon lining for comfort. Available in pony and full sizes, this is a great gift idea that is not only stylish, but practical. Learn more about the WeatherBeater Travel Boots at WeatherBeater.com.
All right, let's go to Scott. Good morning, or good. What the hell time is it?
Hi, Scott.
Thank you, Joseph. Scott, are you there? Did I lose Scott?
Yes, I am.
Hi, oh, there he is. Joseph, you take this one. I'm getting a little.
So I wasn't okay. Sure, well, when this came up.
Scott, tell us a little bit about your horse husband wife relationship. Are you a husband boyfriend? Been doing it long?
Well, I am a husband, and I'm not sure this has come up in the auditor's group before. I'm not sure if I really qualify fully or possibly at all as a horse husband anymore. I think I might have lost that card, or at least it's looking pretty ragged. I'm married into horses, though she wasn't into, well, correction, she didn't appear to be into horses at the time, but apparently a latent horse girl never stays latent. So sometime after she hooked me, I think it was a few years later, the horses kind of made their way back in. And she's been riding since she was four, and I've been riding for about 4 years now. I've been married for 12. So 10, 12, somewhere in there. But she's the one who's like always been the rider. And I kind of, well, she sort of got me a horse that we sort of lucked into. And then I sort of started taking some lessons, and I actually competed in my first dressage and stadium show this past summer. So I'm not sure if I'm fully horse husband anymore.
Well, you know what? We have a criteria, Joseph, that we use here at the house, because I've been accused. I'm going to say I'm America's horse husband. And I've been accused by listeners, just because I have a horse and I drive, that I'm not a horse husband anymore. But this is where the criteria I have. I don't deal with injuries. If there's any injury, I'm not involved. That I'm out. So that still keeps me a horse husband. How about you, Scott? Do you deal with injuries?
I might have to tweak that criteria a little, because I have helped out with injuries, but when it comes to making like any horse related decisions, that's totally not me. So I think that still leaves me at least a good chunk of like horse husband going on, because she makes like all the horse related decisions.
All right, Joseph, what do you think? Does he keep his card?
Yeah, and best of all, you know, since he's a horse husband and a riding horse husband, when it comes to the ultimate horsey Christmas gift, we can let him decide whether it's one that he's given or one that he has received. What do you think, Scott?
I think I'd have to go with still go with given on that one, because I love some horses, but she loves everything horsey.
Yeah.
So I think some of the favorite things she's gotten, I don't know, we've got like a rack of like Briar horses like on the wall above her right now. I think she got like California Chrome and Allegro, I think, is up there too. So she definitely liked some of those. And I think there's been things like for her horses as well.
Well, wouldn't it be nice? Hopefully you're entered and you can win a WinTech saddle this year, because I can tell you from personal experience, giving a saddle is a gift that will keep on giving for years to come.
And we all know what he means by that.
I would have to agree with that.
Because we're in the Horse Husband Hour.
Yeah, you bet.
That's right. Scott, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. We have to run. Take care.
Merry Christmas to you guys too.
Thank you, Scott.
Not that I meant anything by that. I'm just saying.
No, nothing at all.
Not at all. No. So
breaches.
I love
and all
Horse
that.
Husband Hour, because I can just get away with it whatever I want to. So we had an opportunity to speak with Jesse Westfall, who I think you're all going to know, and we got to record this a little earlier, and we want you all to hear it, because here's the ultimate in horse husbands. Not only does he have a world champion wife, he himself has won multiple NRHA and AQHA year-end awards. He's a two-time reserve champion at the All-American Quarter Horse Congress. He serves as an NRHA judge and has presided over shows in both the United States and Canada. More importantly, especially for today, he is a dad to three sons. He's a horse husband of Stacy Westfall. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have
welcome,
you.
Welcome, Jesse.
We had your wife on earlier this morning and found out some dirt about the family and Christmases and things, and now we're going to see if they match, because this is Horse Husband Hour. This is the time, by the way, there's a rule, Jesse, you may not know this, but during Horse Husband Hour, no women are allowed to listen. So,
no women, yeah, I'll bet that does not happen.
So you can say whatever you like. There's no recrimination here. We're in a totally free zone. I just wanted to let you know that.
Environment.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
I feel better now.
Sure, Stacy will not be listening. You know, I asked Stacy this morning growing up, because this day, this radiothon is all about the holidays. What was it like for you at Christmas growing up in your household?
Well, I grew up in a small town, actually in Galena, Ohio, and I have a younger brother. He's 2.5 years younger than me. And, you know, growing up, I loved horses as far back as I can remember. I wanted horses. And so growing up, I always got Friar horses for Christmas, so I always looked forward to that.
And was there a Christmas you got your first horse?
I did not get my first horse for Christmas. I grew up in town, and my parents knew that I loved horses. I always asked for horses, and they got me a dog instead of a horse. And they said, you can show this dog in 4-H. And I said, okay. So I got the dog, and we found a 4-H club. And when I got to my first 4-H meeting, they had three horses in the backyard.
Mm.
And they had two kids, three horses, and they realized that I was spending all my time out with the horses. And they told me that if I was willing, that I could, they would lease a horse to me and let me show it in 4-H. And so I did that for several years. It was a Morgan it was the Carvers, and they were great people, and just them allowing me to do that changed my life.
Now, so how old were you when you started riding?
Well, my parents let me start taking riding lessons, and I would say I was probably 8 or 9,
okay,
and I would take
young.
An occasional riding lesson, yeah.
If I understand, listening to this, you know, we were talking about you're a father of three boys, but at this point here, your boys are what, 12, 14, and 15, is that right?
Well, right now, they are 16, 17, and 19.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, so their entry into horses occurred prior to yours. I mean, they've been involved with horses that virtually their entire life then.
Right. Yeah.
How do you celebrate Christmas with your kids now that's different from, you know, earlier?
Oh, I would say, well, the gifts obviously are a lot different. You know, they're bigger gifts now, and, you know, it used to be a lot of small gifts. Now it's usually just, you know, one or two bigger gifts. They don't believe in Santa Claus anymore, and so that changed. But, I guess just the gifts for the most part.
Now,
and, you know, we're...
they're getting to an age where they'll be gone, you know, before in the next few years. And so, yeah, it makes us enjoy these Christmases that much more.
Melanie wants to know, do your kids ride?
They all have ridden. Joshua, our middle son, he's a senior in high school. He rode the most and showed in reining and did well, won some year-end awards and belt buckles. And he was a wrangler at a youth camp for a couple of summers up in Pennsylvania. And so he took kids trail riding and took care of horses, saddled horses, fed, cleaned stalls. They have over 90 horses at the camp. And so he's done the most with horses.
And Carol wanted to know, we had gotten listener questions earlier. Carol wanted to know, do you guys ever ride on Christmas Day, or is Christmas Day kind of a day off from riding the horses?
It's kind of a day off from riding the horses. Now, when the boys were little, we did get them leased a pony from some neighbors, and we presented that to them on Christmas Day, so we rode on that day. But usually Christmas is a day off for us.
Yeah, I got that. And then also earlier in the day, we talked about a little road trip that you guys decided to go on. So imagine three teenage boys. Imagine two adults, three teenage boys, pulling a two-horse trailer?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was a three-horse trailer.
Three-horse trailer, even worse, all across the country. And for like months on end. And apparently this was your idea, according to your wife.
Yes.
How'd it go with all those people in an RV?
It went great. You know, it was an opportunity of a lifetime, you know, to be able to travel together as a family. And, you know, we went from Maine to California and, you know, we had the horses with us. We had the boys and we got to, you know, enjoy, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in a lot of different states. And it was a great trip. I loved it. I would do it all again if I could.
One of the things that when I talk to other people about you is how inclusive you are with your children and how you're able to balance your horses, your wife, and your kids into it. In fact, on that trip, if I understand correctly, during the trip, you would ask your children, you know, are you having fun? Is this what you want to still do? Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
And did it finally end naturally, or was it something that the children said, okay, this is enough, we want a home?
No, it kind of ended naturally, you know, and you know, there was a point in time where they said, yeah, we've homeschooled and traveled a lot, but we would like to try the normal things, you know, just like going to school and going to high school. And so, yeah, we settled down here in Loudonville, and this has been a great place for us.
And once you found the piece of property, I believe that the priority was like horses first. You built that beautiful barn first and lived in the trailer, or how did that work? How was Christmas living in the barn?
Well, we did. We built our indoor arena. We built a big indoor. And
that was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we love it. We love it. We built the indoor and we stayed in our motor home for several months while we were building our cabin. And
yeah.
We picked a piece of property because it backs up to Mohican State Park. There are actually three state parks that are connected. So we have over 90 miles of horse trails right out our back door. So
Oh, wow. We
have lots of trail riding that we can do, and we have our big indoor arena so we can train and have clinics and take people trail riding. And so it's a great place to be. We have restaurants that we can ride to and tie our horses up and go eat dinner. And so, yeah, it's a fun place to be.
The only thing they don't have, Joseph, is cell service. That's the only thing they don't have at the farm.
And that's not such a bad thing. On our new piece of property, we don't have cell service. So.
Yeah,
it allows you to stay more focused.
That's right. That's right.
Well, now, you do you have a favorite holiday, a favorite Christmas that you think about that if you had to put it up there at the top, what would it be? Involve the kids or whatever.
Yeah, it would be Christmas.
I got to thank you, too. Joseph, as you know, owns Equity, and a couple of years ago, your wife did a little video of her using the Shaken Fork, I believe. And, you know, Joseph's been a tremendous sponsor of ours for years. And, you know, that little video went viral. And, you know, it was just fun to see you guys using a product and without any coercion or anything, putting it out there. And that's one of the things I've loved about both of you is you are there to support the horse world and the horse community and not expecting to be just doing it because you care. And I think that makes a difference and why you're both popular the way you are is because of that.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember that video. That was a fun video to make and it's a great product. You know, it works well and it's fun to use and, you know, a lot of people seem to enjoy the video, and I think you sold a few Shaken Forks because of it.
Yeah, it was a time in Equity where we were really struggling because of a UPS dimensional weight deal, and we came to work whatever day that was, and there was 12 or 15 orders, which is like extremely unusual for us, and we wondered what was going on, and the next day I think there was like 35 orders, so now we're up to 50 orders in 2 days. And then we get a call from Stacy, and she says, oh, I meant to tell you that I put up this post and that you might be getting a couple of sales, and it just continued on from there. And one of the things about Stacy and about yourself, and I really wanted to ask you this, is Stacy has a wonderful blog, unbelievably from the heart answers, in incredibly genuine posts, and you know, she's done thousands of posts. And what I wanted to ask you is do you participate in the blog and things like that? Because both of you are so talented and the answers are so beautiful, which is why when you post something about our Shaken Fork, the response was so incredible. And so I just wanted to see how you work together when you're doing these wonderful blog posts.
Well, Stacy is talented and creative, and she has put a lot of work into her blog over the years. And I edit her blogs for her, but yeah, she gets all the credit for the creativity and the ideas and what she does there. I've written just a few blogs on there, but she is, she is impressive. She amazes me. She never ceases to amaze me. She's such a creative person.
Well, Jesse, thank you for joining us on this Horse Husbands Hour of Radiothon. We appreciate both of you, and it's been fun to have you on today.
I've enjoyed it, and thank you for having me.
Merry Christmas to you and the family. Have a wonderful time out there at the farm, and now you can actually live in the house. So
that's right. Merry Christmas to you as well.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, this is Francine from horselovers.com. My ultimate horsey Christmas gift is back on track ceramic wraps and blankets. Enjoy these holiday voicemails from listeners throughout the world, brought to you by horselovers.com.
Waken in the still dark, sun comes soon. Happy munching, braid tightening. Give a final shine there, crisp and neat. Quickly now, cannot be late. Hacking along empty streets, chilly trot. Arrive at the fixture, those who know. Gather in stillness, then bow in reverent prayer. St. Hubert, keep us safe. Stirrup cup shared around warms the soul. All quiet now, move off as one. Memories and friends made, don't forget them. Traditions kept.
Hey guys, to get our warm, happy Christmas thoughts started off right, my cat and I are going to sing you a song. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so Christmas.
Hi, this is Betsy Swanson from Stockport, Pennsylvania, and I thought I'd share the story of my ultimate horsey Christmas gift. I was born back in the days before the internet and kids' TV shows ran commercials 24/7. Our holiday dreams started with the arrival of Sears Wishbook catalogs. We had spent days scouring the pages for what we hoped Santa would bring. My family wasn't wealthy, and there were five of us kids, so we had to be selective. We would circle our favorite items and write our initials in case Santa got confused. The year I was 3.5 years old, I only wanted one thing, Blaze. He was white and black paint with a wide blaze. He was similar to Spring Horse, but mounted on a center framework, so he could move forward and backwards as well as up and down. Blaze had a string that when pulled, he would whinny or say things like, "How about some hay?" The best part was that his legs would move in a trot motion when we rode. We had a couple of real quarter horses, but I really, really wanted one my own size, and my parents said I couldn't get a pony. Christmas morning arrived, and I went downstairs. It was still dark. I started yelling and woke everyone else up. I jumped on Blaze and rode all day and for years after that. I took great care of him, and we had many adventures. Eventually, my mother decided that she was tired of Blaze taking up so much space, and she gave them to our neighbor for her grandchildren without even asking me. I was not happy. But then, many years later, I got a call that Blaze needed a new home since he had again been outgrown. I got him back for my two children, who were then 2 and 4 years old. Blaze had had a rough time with the neighbors, had a crack in his saddle, his legs didn't move very well, and the string to make him talk was gone. I was very sad to see him looking Black Beauty-like, but my kids still got to ride and enjoy him. It wasn't until much older that I wondered how my parents had managed to afford such a wonderful gift for me. But that was my best Christmas gift ever. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, y'all. This is Erin Rogers, and I wanted to let y'all know what I would like in a future Christmas present. I would like a 15-hand done gelding, preferably about 5 or 6 years old, in ranch-bred bulldog style. I would like one that has foundation bloodlines and preferably Sunny D Bar. I'd like them to be able to neck rein, do a sliding stop, track cows, rope, basic ranch work. So that's what I would like in the future, and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, HRN. Future horse husband in training, Gene here. I just want to say thank you for helping me understand my horse crazy girlfriend better. The Horse Husband Show has taught me a lot. Recently, I got promoted from filling water buckets to using that flexing fork to clean the stalls and the pasture. I did such a great job that she said I could use it every day. I'm a lucky man to have such a kind, crazy horse girl in my life. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas, Horse Radio Network. This is Editor Chantel Williams. Now, last year, my students helped me sing my entry for the radiothon, but this year, they all chickened out. So instead, I am going to sing you another Christmas song, again, in a different language. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam wacht, nur das traute heilige Paar, all the nave im lockigen Haar. Schlaf in himmlische Ruhe. Schlaf in himmlische Ruhe. show. Merry Christmas, Horse Radio Network.
This is Leslie from Colorado, and I'm here with my daughter. And I want to say that my horsey wish list gift is that we get to take an awesome trail ride adventure this summer, maybe going to Fort Robinson for a few days and spending some time horseback with each other, our horses, and maybe little brother too. Okay, go ahead and tell him what's your horsey wish?
I want some horse boots, and my name is Riley and I'm 8, and I want horse boots, and I want them to be blue.
And she's talking about horse boots for her horse to protect their legs.
Yeah.
Just blue? No fancy colors?
No.
Okay. What else do you want to match your boots?
Some stirrups.
Some stirrups?
Some new stirrups.
New stirrups. Well, I have a lot of things I could put on my wish list, but I really want to go trail riding with you. Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep. Bye.
Hi, this is Lorene. I would like to tell about my ultimate horsey Christmas gift from the past. 10 years ago this Christmas, my daughter was 7 days into an 8-day hospital stay on Christmas Day. My husband promised to get her a horse when she was well enough. This Christmas will be 10 years and Rocky is still with us. He got Alicia through some tough days and he will have a home with us forever. He was not just an ultimate Christmas gift, but the ultimate gift ever. He's part of the family. Thank you for listening, and I hope everyone has a great holiday. Thanks. Bye.
HorseLovers.com is offering a special gift with purchase just for Radiothon listeners. Horse Lovers partnered with Kodiak, their premium blanket brand, to create a special gift just for you, the listeners of Radiothon. Here's the deal. Spend at least $49 with Horse Lovers, enter radio in the coupon box at checkout, and get an easy roll-up all-purpose fleece blanket with purchase that's valued at $25. So you spend at least $49, you get a gift valued at $25. This is an exclusive code just for Radiothon listeners. Good while supplies last only. So horselovers.com, shop today and use coupon code RADIO to get your free, easy roll-up, all-purpose fleece blanket.
On December 1st, BioStar is proud to offer Tigger Montague's new book, The World According to Kimo Sabe. This book addresses the nutritional needs of dogs, including raw diets, home-cooked diets, and specific foods for common health issues, allergies, kidney disease, food intolerances, liver disease, and cancer. Yet, the book is not only a nutritional handbook. Tigger employs the voice of her beloved Australian shepherd, Kimo Sabe, to tell stories of dog life with humans, other dogs, cats, horses, cows, chickens, and wild critters from a distinctly canine point of view. This unique blend of nutritional science and experience combined with the humor and pathos of a life lived with canines is a must-read for dog lovers and a handy reference guide and resource for those seeking to support their dog's health with real food. Available in paperback at BioStarUS.com.
Well, Joseph, we have a very special guest on the line right now. And you know what? I got to know him well this year after I made his wife suffer for an inordinate amount of time with great pain and agony. And I still feel guilty for that. We have Tommy Bateman on here, and that's Leslie Wiley Bateman's husband. Hi, Tommy.
Hello, how are you doing?
Tommy.
Tommy, have I apologized enough for the whole Mongol Derby episode?
You know, do you hear me, Glenn?
Yep, we can hear you. Yep, you sound good.
Okay, great. Yeah, you've apologized a lot. I know the question was enough, but I'll say a lot.
Okay, good.
It's great to be on here, and it's nice to talk to you again, Glenn and Joseph. Thanks for having me on.
We could not
You're
think
welcome.
Of a horse husband that we wanted to have on more, especially after this year. And for those that don't know the story, Leslie is a regular contributor to our Horse in the Morning show. She's part of Eventing Nation and Horse Nation. She'll be on here in about 10 minutes to wrap up the hour. She's been the highlight, the party for the last hour of Radiothon for the last 2 years. And well, one day on the air, I said, hey, there's this Mongol Derby thing. It's 10 days riding crazy ponies in Mongolia. It sounds right up in your alley. I think you should do it. I kind of challenged her to do it, and I didn't really think she would. And then the next week, she calls me back and says, hey, Glenn, I signed up for it. And I went, what the hell are you talking about? Why'd you do that? So she did, and she went, and you and I spent a lot of time talking about it we covered it.
We did every night.
Yeah. And I would say it was more fun for us than her, probably.
Significantly, I'm sure.
Yes. I do feel a little guilty still for that. But, you know, it was tough for you, too. Let's talk about it from the horse husband's point of view.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And it's funny, like telling friends of Leslie and family members, especially around the holidays, as everyone's getting together, you know, what it was like for me, because I feel guilty saying anything other than, oh, it was totally a breeze, when Leslie was the one that was actually doing it, you know. And her experience is just, you know, completely unparalleled by anything I could have done. But I do, and I find myself sort of explaining this cycle that lasted nine days, that started with me, you know, getting up and going to work, getting home between 6:30 and 7, which is right around 7 o'clock when the race would start. Over in Mongolia, they were 12 hours ahead. So then I would basically just be watching the map, and each you know, competitor in the Derby had a dot on the map, and so I'd be watching the little dot that was Leslie, and like reading all of the tweets, updates about the race, and you know, as long as I could stay up, which ended up being until 12 or 1 or sometimes later, and then I would wake up periodically, you know, between 1 and 6, and then I was like, well, I've got to go to work, and then so I'd go to work, and then get back, have pretty much enough time to kick my shoes off and open up the computer and do it again. And so that's what it was for about 9 days, or 1,000 of Leslie kilometers.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, I think all of us were, and the really cool part about it is our listeners were all up with her too. I mean, thousands of them.
Oh my gosh.
My wife was giving me updates while she was, you know, watching it online. She was saying, oh, you know where Leslie is. She's here. She's there. So definitely there was a lot of people in the saddle with her.
Yeah. And you could tell, I mean, if you were plugged in on social media at all, you could tell so many people got sucked in, you know, listeners, who were so supportive, Horse Radio Network listeners, family members, and then just our friend group. And friends of our friends and friends of our family, people were just, they were becoming evangelical about this event and saying, you got to follow this. I know you don't know anything about this, and I know you don't even know this person, but you got to follow this thing. It's unbelievable. And so, you know, you could see as the night wore on, fewer and fewer people were commenting or posting updates or whatever. But each night, you know, pretty much from 7 to almost midnight, there were just so many people paying attention and being supportive and being excited and terrified. it was great.
Yeah, it was great for us. It was good watching, and not so good for Leslie at times.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? This is Horse Husband's Hour. We're not here to talk about her. We're here to talk about you. And I got to thinking, and Joseph and I talked about this. I labeled myself America's Horse Husband 10 years ago when I started this, and I'm 30 years a horse husband, so I'm getting up there. And I thought, why have we never done a Horse Husband of the Year award? So I am here to announce officially that you are the winner of the first annual Horse Radio Network Horse Husband of the Year award. Yay! Oh,
congratulations.
You get it. You get it. And we couldn't come up with a better trophy. Joseph's going to tell you about that now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what I've decided to make for you is your own personal autographed specialized flex and fork, so that you can move from going golfing to playing with manure balls.
Yeah, you can clean poop with the best of them with your own custom manure fork.
I'm going to get so good at that.
Well, what is better for a horse husband of the year than a manure fork? Because basically we shovel shit all year, and now you're going to have the opportunity to do it with the best.
Well, yeah, and it's going to have your name engraved in it, so, you know, when it's lost, nobody else can use it.
That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's not going to, yeah, if somebody finds it behind the barn or out in the woods, they're gonna know where it came
know
from.
Where it came from. Yeah, yeah. Horse husband.
You know what I would do?
Radio network of the year. Horse husband of the year.
We're scheming about this because we're horse husbands. There are no women listening anyway, and I'm sure Leslie's not. So I would just tell her when she says that you're supposed to go use it, like help her, I would say, no, this is a trophy, and hang it on the wall in the house. That's what I'd do.
Right. Yeah, no, this is not to be used.
No, no.
No, this is to be admired.
That's right. It's a thing of beauty. It's artwork. Artwork.
Handed down through the generations.
That's right. That's right. Your kids, you can hand it down through your kids, and I'm sure they'll treasure it.
You could always tell her that you'd be willing to share it with her if she needed it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, no, I wouldn't do that either. Make her get her own.
Afterwards.
Yeah, make her get her own. You don't want that stinky thing hanging on the wall. You want it fresh and clean.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I couldn't have done it without Leslie. I wouldn't be a horse husband without her. So that's that's my acceptance. Thank you list is pretty much Leslie.
Well, you know, we love her. You know that. And we love Leslie. The listeners all love Leslie. And we appreciate you. And congratulations on being the first annual Horse Radio Network Horse Husband of the Year. And if anybody asks how that was voted on, I decided. That's how it was voted on. I get that decision because I'm America's horse husband. So I'm going to make that decision every year.
All you got to do is ship a little pork to the decider.
That's right. He did send me some smoked meats. So that was good. That helped. And all you have to do is ship your wife off for 10 days to be tortured in Mongolia, and then you have a chance.
It's a breeze.
Yeah, it's simple for you.
It was a lock. I knew it. I knew it was going to be there.
All right.
And speaking of pork, real quick, what is the food that you are suggesting for this Christmas there, Tommy?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, what I do is I manage a smokehouse, and we cure, age, and smoke country ham and country bacon. And this had come up at some point when we were when I was talking to Glenn, and I think I got his address and then made him wait a good, I don't know, 10 months before
exactly.
I sent him some samples. But I sent him some smoked bacon, and I think some of the really old – like prosciutto style ham.
Yeah, that was really good too.
Yeah, but it's Benton's country bacon and Benton's country ham, and we ship it all over the country. But it's made right here in Tennessee, and I smell like the smokehouse all the time.
Well, it's not a bad smell to have, and seeing a lot of comments that nobody would argue with me about who's the horse husband of the year. So, how about you help us pick some winners and some prizes before we go into party hour?
What do I need to do?
All right, so oh God, I got to get Wendy back. Hey, Wendy, I need you. I need to pick prizes. I forgot we actually do need a woman in this hour.
Women talk
with a deep voice, Wendy. All right, so Joseph, tell them what we're giving away.
Well, if your horse husband has graduated from filling water buckets to the privilege of cleaning stalls, Tommy, you know about that. Boy, do we have the tool for you. And us guys love them. And if you have poop to scoop, Horse Husbands is here to help out. We're giving away two Flex and Forks with either a mini tine or standard tine basket. You get to choose.
Woohoo! All right, and you can give them to your wife and tell them they cost $1,000 each, and you're good for Christmas. All right.
Well, not as good as a saddle, but second.
Yeah, second to a saddle. Hey, we use ours. We've been using it for 5 years. What's the website, Joseph?
Go to www.equiteemfg.com.
And I'm telling you, Pete, horse husbands, buy this for your wife for Christmas, and she will thank you every day for the next 5 years. Every day. Every day, in many ways. All right, Wendy, what's the? I've been drinking too much. What's the number you're going to pick?
You're so lucky that I also sexually harass my employees because I don't even mind this at all.
So, Wendy, what's the numbers he's picking between?
Between 1 and 194.
1 and 194.
Just pick a number.
Yep.
Let's say 77.
77.
77 is Laura Berry.
Laura Berry wins a Flex and Fork. And we have another one. Pick another number.
All right, let's go 122.
122.
122 is the lucky winner, Jackie Rollins.
Jackie Rollins wins also. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We have one more prize.
And I would.
One more prize, Joseph. We have a $50 gift card from horselovers.com. Use radio code or use coupon code radio at checkout to get a free Kodiak Easy Roll-Up. Well, you get a free freeze blanket, people. What more do you want? It's worth like $25.
Free stuff.
Cost you $49. You get free stuff. Just use radio. I'm tired. Go ahead, Wendy.
All right, so somebody pick a number.
Oh, yeah, oh, one more number, Tommy, horse husband
Joseph,
of the year.
Joseph, you want to do it?
Sure. My wife picked earlier today, and she said number 35.
35
is Peggy Haverly.
Peggy Haverly wins the $50 gift card from horselovers.com. Tommy, you hang on here. Hand the mic over to Leslie. And after she properly congratulates you for being the horse husband of the year, now don't take too long. We need her back in like 5 minutes, okay? So,
okay.
All right.
I'll do it.
And we're going to give away our grand prizes next hour. That's the Weatherbeater gift, blanket gift pack and the Wintec saddle. I really shouldn't have drank three of them before now.
Go ahead.
And the Wintec saddle.
Eggnog.
No, not eggnog.
You better sober up because I don't know how to press these buttons.
Joseph, thank you so much. Joseph joins us the last of Thursday of every month. Not this week because we're kind of all showed out.
Yeah.
We're going to play this on Thursday and let everybody suffer again. So thank you, Joseph, for doing this. We really appreciate your support all over all the years that you've been with us. You've been a sponsor for many, many years, and I thank you and wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, to you too, and Laura and Jackie and Peggy and all the rest of the listeners and the guests. Have a very Merry Christmas.
And thank you so much to Tommy. And, you know, we become friends this year, and I value that friendship. And congratulations on winning Horse Husband of the Year.
This song is being sung by some of my friends from the Pomona chapter of the California Dressage Society. This is a first.
Party hour, next hour. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you.
On the first day of Christmas, my horse.